This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
Entertaining and informative.
Oh, you're my best friend.
77 WABC.
Nick Kershaw, wouldn't it be good? Frankie Kravitz, Kimberly Kravitz, my cousin Mike Robbins, the head of the DEA, Paul DiGiacomo, love him, Mark Oranger, Lydia Serrani, our old friend here, Joe Nunes, Siggy Flicker, all checking in on this birthday Friday. So my friend the president is going to be back in court in about 40 minutes. And man, do I feel bad for Donald, man. They're killing him. They are just killing him. It's too cold in there. The judge is a complete asshole. And it's unfair. I mean, this is, the whole trial is nonsense. And if you don't believe me, just ask his daughter-in-law, Lara Trump. I mean, Lara, is it complete nonsense or not?
Oh, it's a complete nonsense. First of all, let me just say, I thought I was calling in on your birthday, Sid, as a special guest. And then I call in and they go, we have so many people calling in. You're going to have to hold on because everyone wants to wish Sid a happy birthday. Yeah. No, truly happy birthday. You and I spoke the other day and I said, I think it would be great if I could actually do the show on your birthday.
You so did.
I could wish you a very special one. I think it's going great for you because everyone loves you and everyone wants to call and wish you the happiest birthday because, my friend, you truly deserve it.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And you've been really great to me, Lara. I go over the last year and people in my life that have really become close to me and people that I admire, and you're one of those people. I mean, certainly your father-in-law is running for president, but that has nothing to do with you. You know, I've said this to you many, many times. You are incredibly bright. You're passionate. You're driven. Eric is a great guy. Your husband, your kids are beautiful. You are the epitome of a great American. So it works out well that you're Donald's daughter-in-law. Don't get me wrong. And we get to talk about your father-in-law. But on your own merits, you are a spectacular person.
Thank you. That's so nice. But, yeah, listen, what you just referenced in the beginning, this clown show of a show trial, and that's exactly what it is, Sid. This has absolutely nothing to do with righting some wrong, with rectifying things for the people in the city of New York. That's not what this is about. This is the most outrageous, potentially, of all of them, because here you have to force the former president of the United States and the current nominee for the Republicans to sit in a courtroom for weeks on end. They want the show. They want all the hoopla. They want the photos of Donald Trump sitting in a courtroom. They want to keep him from the campaign trail. They want to potentially say, oh, you can't go to see your son graduate from high school. It's insanity. And over what? That's what you really have to ask yourself. What is this whole trial about? What is this whole show about? And they know, by the way, he can't get a fair trial in the city of New York. Are you kidding? Fair and impartial? Not for Donald J. Trump. No way. This is about someone writing in an accounting ledger, legal services, when they say, whoa, you should have written it as something else. The statute of limitations, of course, expired on that. So Alvin Bragg, who was happy to demote felonies to misdemeanors whenever you have real offenses out there in the city of New York, said, you know what, we'll raise this one from a misdemeanor to a felony special for Donald Trump because we got to do anything we can to get this guy. It is totally outrageous. Everyone can see what this is about. And the funny thing to me, though, is every time they try to drag him through hell like this, his poll numbers go up and the support that is shown for him around the country seems to increase. These people do not get it. They don't understand what they're dealing with here. This is not a typical politician. I know my father-in-law hates the term politician. This is a person who I believe was chosen for this time in America. I don't think any other person would still be standing, would still be fighting, would still be moving forward in his fight to save this country but for Donald Trump. It is the only way we are going to save this country. And I think he knows it. And I think the people of this country feel it. So try though they might to stop him, to slander him, to do everything they can to injure him as a candidate for president. His poll numbers are going to continue to go up. And by the way, we've raised tons of money every single day that he has been sitting in that courtroom in New York City.
Stop right there. I know you've been on hold for a little bit. Just 2 minutes more, I promise. Raising tons of money. That's very, very important. I'm glad you brought that up, Lara. Give me 2 seconds. We're going to come right back to you with this. Two very important points that Lara Trump just made that very few people talk about. The money being raised and the fight. Keep it right here. More with Lara Trump coming right back at you.
Hi, it's Lou Dobbs for Priority Gold, America's precious metals dealer. These are volatile times with high inflation, soaring debt, wars on multiple continents, and rising financial stress. Central banks are buying gold to diversify their reserves, so are many Americans. Call Priority Gold and find out how precious metals can help you diversify your portfolio. They're highly rated and happy to help. Call 1-866-303-6357 or get a free gold guide at PriorityGoldGuide.com. That's PriorityGoldGuide.com.
This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
77 WABC.
One of my favorite Bruce Springsteen songs ever off of the Born in the USA album, Bobby Jean. Let me get back to my friend Lara Trump. Lara, you and Michael Whatley took over the RNC. Couldn't come at a better time. And no disrespect to Rana, but it was a disaster. So you guys have had your work cut out for you the first couple of months. And you just talked about raising money. Every time your father-in-law is in court, every time something happens, you raise more money. That's a big deal.
It's a big deal because, look, you've seen what they have on the Democrat side. They have the big George Soros-type donors who are keeping Joe Biden afloat. Shocking that that guy is actually going to make a run for president of the United States. Again, shocking he's even the president right now, Joe Biden, especially when it talks about crazy stuff like his uncle being eaten by cannibals and all the nonsense out there. Wow, the fact that that's the guy. I mean, it's really something. But yeah, look, we need money to run a successful presidential campaign. We need money for advertising. We need money for boots on the ground. We also said are very focused on two things. We want to get out the vote, which we know who does that better than anyone. It's Donald Trump himself. He will inspire people to go to the polls. We also have to protect that vote. And we have a massive first of its kind election integrity program right now at the RNC. We are training poll workers across this country. We need lawyers in every voting precinct across America because we can never see what happened in 2020 ever happen again. And all of these things do require money. DonaldJTrump.com, GOP.com, if anyone wants to contribute. But on average, we're raising around $1 million every day that they're holding Donald Trump in this crazy court situation. And I think it speaks to the fact, especially when you look at the fact the average donation is $26 per donation, that the people of this country, even in this horrific economy that Joe Biden has created, are supporting Donald Trump. They're saying, we want you back in office because we all know how much better life was with Trump in office. And I think we all understand and can feel the importance of this election right now. So people are coming out and supporting, and it is incredibly meaningful. We really appreciate it.
On the way out, DonaldJTrump.com. And was the other one GOP.com, Lara? What was the other
one? GOP.com.
There you go. So,
yeah, and they both go by, let me just say, they divert to WinRed, which is our fundraising website. Don't be dissuaded when you see that pop up. you're in the exact right spot. Go ahead, Sid.
All right, win red. Okay, got it. So on the way out, I have to tell you that, you know, they got the 12 jurors now. They'll select the alternates today, and then thank God your father-in-law gets Saturday and Sunday off. I hope he goes play golf and not campaigns all weekend.
Then he'll be in North Carolina campaigning and fundraising on Saturday. I'll be with him, yes.
Oh, of course you're going to be with him. That's your home state. You're in North Carolina. You're a Tar Heel girl.
That's right.
But I tell you, I'm proud of him because the judge is making life very, very difficult. They said now he's broken the gag rule 7 times. Complete nonsense. He's got to go through another hearing now on Tuesday just for the gag nonsense. And I have to tell you this, too. The fact that he's going to different places in New York, going to Harlem, for example, Tuesday after court. Now, I'm aware of other things he's going to do here in the near future. So he is going to continue to do stuff like this because he thinks, and I believe him, he can win New York. So I got to give him credit. I think he's handled himself very, very well in court, despite the judge. And what he's doing outside the court in New York, Lara, is nothing short of political genius.
Yeah, it's exactly what you would expect from someone like Donald Trump. Again, he is not a career politician. He's a guy who's common sense, and I think that's what people in this country are looking for. And when you go to Harlem as a Republican nominee for president and you get the kind of welcome that Donald Trump got, when you go to a Chick-fil-A in Atlanta and get the kind of welcome that Donald Trump got, you know that something is going on in this country. You know that people are waking up and they're viewing things a lot differently than they ever have before. We have an incredibly unique opportunity right now in 2024 to expand this party, expand our tent. We want to welcome everyone in. The best messenger for that is Donald Trump himself. So, Sid, you're exactly right. You saw him go to the bodega, or Bogada, as Joe Biden likes to say, in Harlem this past week. There will be a lot more coming up. And I can tell you something, nothing would make my father-in-law more excited and something he talks about all the time than a rally at Madison Square Garden. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We're working on big stuff, and we are expanding this tent. I'm going to make a prediction right now. Come November 6th of this year, after this election is over and people can actually look at the numbers, I believe that Donald Trump will win big with these specific voting blocks that the Democrats have thought forever they have a stranglehold over, because, again, it's common sense. People in this country get it. They're waking up, and they know who the candidate is who speaks common sense and has an actual plan to give this country back to we the people. It's Donald J. Trump.
God, he is a great messenger, but Larry, you are not far behind. You're right there, 18,000 strong at the home of the Knicks and Rangers, who start the playoffs tomorrow, Madison Square Garden. And selfishly, I need him in my neighborhood one day this summer at Floyd Bennett Field. We're having a huge issue with the illegals, the migrants, and I think it'll be great if my man President Trump shows up there too. But either way, thank you very, very much for stopping by on my birthday. You know how much you and your family means to me, so you really made it very extra special. Thank you so much.
You are the greatest. Have a happy, happy birthday, my friend. We'll see you very soon.
Thank you. I'm the greatest. Look who's talking. That's President Trump's daughter-in-law and right now the co-chair at the RNC, the great Lara Trump.